Welcome to Chicago Tabernacle, a place of becoming. Wherever you find yourself, we pray that you would be encouraged today by God's word. Please join us now as we hear a message from Pastor Toledo.
Open your Bible to Luke chapter 6, and then I want you to look up here. Today we're going to begin a mini-series of sorts, sort of a two-part series, focusing on what I would call the main lifeline of our relationships. The main lifeline of our relationships is communication. And we're gonna talk about communication, and I've titled this mini-series, Can You Hear Me Now? Can you hear me now? How many people in the last, I've been doing a survey here, how many people in the last 48 hours had a moment when you were talking on your cell phone and it kind of broke up and you were like, can you hear me now? Can I see your hands? And I definitely have to change provider because all day there are a bunch of people that didn't raise their hand. I feel like every day that happens to me and it drives me crazy. And we put a lot of effort and a lot of energy into communicating. A lot of money is spent on communication, and communication has been part of humanity, so to speak, since the very beginning. We've always been, humans have been communication-based, and here's why. It's because God is a communicator, and we have been made in His image. And because we've been made in the image of God, we too are called to communicate like He does. How many would say amen? In other words, if we're going to fulfill the plan that He has for our lives, how many know we have to be like Him and we have to communicate? Now, I was listening to an audio book, and this guy who's a bit of a social commentator kind of on things that are going on in culture, he was talking about how much communication has actually changed over the years. And he was mentioning that before cell phones, many long-distance relationships had to end because of how costly it was. How many remember back in the day, there used to be these things on the wall and you would grab it and it would go like this, gank, 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 gank. Remember how many back in the day? And if you were a teenager, you would like stretch it as far as you could and bend it around the band and you would try to talk. And I still remember, I lived in Brooklyn, I remember the tension of like calling New Jersey. Or when Chrissy and I were dating, she was in Rhode Island, and I was in Brooklyn. I still lived with my parents, and I remember talking for a long time on the phone and knowing, man, this is like a taxi. That meter is like ticking, ticking, ticking. And this is true. When Chrissy and I, the day of our wedding, we get married, and then, you know, when you get married, someone will collect gifts for you that people have, and they collected our gifts and whatnot, and my mom was waiting for me. And we were about to go off to our honeymoon, and I was so happy we got some gifts. How many, you get married, people bless you with some stuff, you're like, hallelujah, right? Well, my mom was standing there saying, hey, pay my phone bill. True story. Pay my phone bill. So there went all the gifts right there. I practically went broke to my honeymoon because I had to pay up. But there was a time when it was so costly, you know. And now, it's funny, listen to this. In recent years, the last couple years, we average 2.3 trillion text messages a year. Trillion, okay? Now, we communicate via text message, and part of the reason why I felt led on my heart to talk to you about this particular topic is that I believe that artificial communication is really killing our ability to communicate. And I think that we have a tendency to take communication for granted because everything is so oriented toward communication. Like, look around this room. We've got these giant screens, and you got verses, and you got a phone, and there are all of these things. And however, artificial communication, it kills real communication. And God wants us to be real communicators. We're seeing a trend now as we counsel couples where marriages, they're having arguments over text message, right? Oh, yeah? Crazy, you know? And even parenting is taking place via text message. How many know you can't text message your parenting? And so for the purposes of today, listen, we live in this culture and we function in the culture. We use the tools of the culture when appropriate. But how many know we are called to communicate differently than this culture? We're called to communicate the way God communicates. And how many know God wants to connect with his people? Aren't you thankful that God sent his son to be with us? Aren't you thankful that when his son rose from the dead, he sent the Holy Spirit to be inside of us? Aren't you thankful that you've got the communication of the word of God right in front of you? How many praise God for his word, which is his communication to us? As image bearers, okay, of the Most High God, it's important for us to understand that we are called to be communicators. And here's what I believe, guys. I believe that God wants to do a new work in us in this area because what this world needs is for us to walk into situations and to be anointed by the Most High God and that we could speak the word of the Lord. The book of Isaiah talks about the fact that there is an instructed tongue that sustains the weary. And we're called to carry that instructed tongue that we can speak and it could heal and help people. How many want to have the instructed tongue of the Lord? Amen? And so this is not something that is like light and sort of optional. This is God's will. It's God's will that we would be like him and that we would communicate like him. And now, what we're going to do today is look at the source of communication. That's the title of my message today. And here's why. We have lots of tools of communication. And a lot of times when we're trying to communicate, we put so much energy and emphasis on the tools of communication. But when it comes to talking about this kind of communication, what you really need to look at is the source. The source of communication is what's most important. And the Bible in one verse really sums this up in a very powerful way. So Luke chapter 6, verse 45. Let's read this together. Ready? A good man brings good things out of the good stored up in his heart, and an evil man brings evil things out of the evil stored up in his heart. And this is very important right here. This is the key. Ready? For the mouth speaks what the heart is full of. Let's say that one more time. For the mouth speaks what the heart is full of. And what this passage of Scripture, what this verse is teaching us today, brothers and sisters, is that the source of our communication begins with our own everyone heart. And if you're here today and you have lots of relational conflict in your life, and you're like, man, we just can't talk to each other anymore. I mean, I've heard that 1,000 times, right? You know, where do you start? Here's where you start. You start with the source. And let me just explain one more thing before we pray. This verse is unique because it talks about two different characters, two types of people. It talks about a good man and an evil man. But for our purposes, how many know the last part of it is very true, okay, for all of us? Whatever your heart is full of, that's what comes out of your mouth. The Bible says in another translation, for from the abundance of the heart, the mouth what? The mouth speaks. And so we're not going to take the time to build the argument that in the human heart, you actually have a little of both. How many have found that you've got some good stuff in your heart, and once in a while, you see some pretty ugly stuff too? Can I see your hands? Come on, let's have a moment of honesty, all right? Come on, yes. Jump out, you know. Mm-hmm. We all have issues. We've all got stuff in our hearts. And we're going to look at this passage from that context and that vantage point. So I want to pray. I want to pray because, guys, look at me for 1 second. I want to pray because if God could really do this work, okay, first of all, our lives would be radically different. If God can do a work in our hearts where we really become communicators like Him, I'm telling you, your life will become radically different. The thief comes to steal, kill, and what? You know what he primarily destroys? He primarily destroys relationships. But Jesus has come that we might have life and have it to the what? To the full. He came to give us an abundant life. And a major part of experiencing the abundant life, it's not found in goods. It's not found in riches and houses and bank accounts and in buying toys. The riches are found in our relationships. And then even taking it further, not just for us to experience the abundant life, but for us to be bringers of the abundant life, we have to have the ability to connect with people and bring life to them from the life that flows out of our hearts. So you realize this is a big deal. And this is something that we need to ask God to help us with, and we need to ask the Lord to do something. How many know the Lord is able to help our hearts to become like Him? How many want to be like Him today? Amen? So let's pray. Let's pray. Let's not just shut off or what. Let's pray and say, God, I want to be like You, God. I want to be an image bearer, Lord. And that means that I need to communicate like You. And so, Lord, we come to You today in the name of Jesus. And we thank You for Your word that is a lamp unto our feet and a light to our path. We thank You that Your word is living and active. And when we take in Your word, O God, it makes us more like You. And I ask, Father, that in the next few moments that You would take Your word and that You would minister to us and speak to us. And Lord, we want to leave here differently than the way we came in. Father, we want to leave here bearing Your image, O God. We want to conduct ourselves, O God, the way You would. And we want our hearts, O God, to give forth a flow of life and blessing, God. So Lord, help us to communicate. Help us to be like You. Bless this word now by Your mighty power. God, help my feeble lips, Lord, to share Your heart and Your truth today. In the mighty name of Jesus, and everyone said, amen. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. So we're looking at the source of communication. The good man brings good things out of the good stored up in his, everyone. Okay? And an evil man brings evil things out of the evil stored up in his. For the mouth speaks what the heart is full of. Okay, so what I want to do is put up an image that addresses things in kind of some very general terms. There's a lot more to this. But I want to put up this image. And this image reflects kind of like some general areas of the heart, okay? Now, when it comes to good things flowing out of our heart, okay, there are a couple of basic things. First of all, there's what I'm going to call emotional health. All of this is spiritual, okay? But when you look at the human heart, when our hearts are emotionally healthy, then good stuff comes out, okay? Now, when our hearts are emotionally healthy, we also start to flow in the wisdom of God as we communicate. And so that's, if we could say it this way, that's the good side, and you have this line. And then there are other facets to who we are and to our heart, and we all have character flaws. How many would say amen? All right. At least we're walking in the truth around here, right? We all have character flaws. And I have fear, okay? And the reason why I put fear is because I believe that we're living in a time where people, I think that this has been all times, but I believe in our culture especially, we're living in a time where people are afraid to communicate. First of all, they're not learning how to communicate because everything is by text message, and we're not even developing our communication muscles. People are, like, I was telling the staff this. Actually, this started with a conversation that I had with the staff, and I was sharing with them, I'm really concerned about what the children of the text message generation are going to be like, you know? So there's like, there's a lot of dysfunction, and people are more and more afraid to communicate. We're great on Instagram. We're great on letting everyone know how great our lives is. How many of your life is not that great? You know what I'm saying? I mean, not to sound pessimistic, but like everything that we put up is, I'm doing this over here and ice cream and pancakes and, you know, it's like, come on, please. You know, I wish all of life was ice cream and pancakes, you know, but it's not like that. How many would say amen?
Amen.
All right. So when you're communicating, you're dealing with the truth of life, you know, and but essentially, guys, you know, these are general terms of the condition of the heart on the good and the bad side, and we'll take the next few moments to look at that. So let's look at the good side, when what the heart is full of. What the Bible basically teaches is that the heart reveals, okay, emotional health. The heart reveals emotional health. And the reason why that's important, okay, is because the heart is the source of communication. And the truth of the matter is if you are an emotionally unhealthy person, it is impossible to be a good communicator and be emotionally unhealthy. At least when it comes to the real relationships, okay? It's impossible. If you're emotionally unhealthy, and by the way, there's like a fallacy that has entered the church that people feel like, well, I go to church, I read the Bible, and I've been going to church since I was a kid. Even if you go to church and read the Bible, okay, you are not spiritually healthy if you're emotionally unhealthy. It doesn't work that way, okay? Whom the Son sets free is what? Free indeed. You're either free or you're not. And so if you're all bound up, you know, if you're all bound up emotionally and you keep ignoring it, well, you're actually hindering the flow of the good stuff that God wants to bring out through you. And the Bible says when we're emotionally healthy, guys, when a person is emotionally healthy, how many have found that to be true? A person emotionally healthy, there's a flow, okay? If someone, here's an example, right? So there's someone who literally used to be at this church, and now they're not at this church anymore, okay? And I remember counseling them, okay? And it was a marriage, and I said to this person, look, you have had such a traumatic life. Your life is filled with so much pain that you don't realize this, But the filter of your heart is pain. You're not an emotionally healthy person. And so here's how this reads, okay? Everyone look at me for a second, okay? So I'm standing here, right? And let's make believe that my wife is standing right there. I'm here, she's there. Between us, there's this giant screen. You know how you have a screen door so the bugs don't get in, right? So it almost filters out unwanted things, and there are all sorts of filters in life where there's like a screen of some sort. And I use the example of if you bake something and then you want to put some powdered sugar on it, you put powdered sugar in one of those strainers and you tap the side and it sprinkles down nice. Don't get distracted. It's like a filter. You get what I'm saying? So this guy's filter was just pain. So I'm here talking to Chrissy, and Chrissy could be saying something like, man, I went to Dunkin' Donuts, all that. And said, you know, on my side, you know I don't like Dunkin' Donuts. What are you trying to say? Okay? What are you trying to say, Dunkin' Donuts? Don't be bringing that Dunkin' Donuts around here. I know some people, doesn't mean you can talk about Dunkin' Donuts, you can talk about the calendar, you can talk about the weather, they will find a way to get upset. And you know why? It's because of their filter. See? All day I've been using that silly illustration, and people going, mm-hmm. You know why? Because if pain or trauma or betrayal, okay, or bitterness or abuse, when those things shape your life, you become an unhealthy communicator. And you don't realize what's happening. And that's why this message is so important. You see? Because God wants us to, our heart to be full, not of hurt and pain, not of trauma. Okay, but God, how many know the Holy Spirit is able to heal us so that good stuff could flow out of us? How many would say amen? Hallelujah. Here's another way to put it, okay? Here's another way to put it. Based on your background. Now, this doesn't have to necessarily mean trauma, but even based on your background and your upbringing, this is something that I do all the time in counseling. So sometimes I'm counseling people, and I will draw a line, okay? Everybody imagine, I'll draw a line, put a dot in the middle. You tracking? Okay? So I'm going to stand on this side. Draw a line, dot in the middle. And then I draw a curve like this, okay? And then I go like this. Look. Okay, so this is a perception meter. Okay, line, circle. I put it on a board last time, but it was like too complicated, so just stick with me here, okay? So now, here's what happens in life. Sometimes, something happens to someone, and if they're emotionally healthy, it registers as a 25. 25, emotionally healthy. Okay, but sometimes the same thing can happen to someone for whatever reason. They're emotionally unhealthy. Instead of registering 25, it registers 85. Okay, now, if you, because of whatever's happened in your life or your upbringing, you know, sometimes we grow up with biases, and sometimes we learn the wrong stuff. We just learned the wrong stuff. And so what happens a lot of times is instead of 25, registers 85. And you know what I say to people? I say, your perception meter is broken. And until the perception meter is fixed, you're not going to communicate correctly. Some people have an edge against authority. I don't know, you know, there's all kinds of reasons. Anytime someone deals with authority, they're like, you know. But that has a powerful impact on the way we communicate. How many know we're supposed to be healthy as we communicate? And so here's what it means, okay? If you're not healthy emotionally, don't blame people. Invite God in to deal with your heart. Now here's what happens, guys. When you're emotionally healthy, then the second thing happens, okay? That emotionally health then leads you to begin to communicate with wisdom. Okay, the good heart brings out good things. Okay, and the good heart reveals wisdom. In the same way, think about it from this vantage point, guys. In the same way that a healthy athlete can express his skills, okay, to the fullest, what's the same way with the heart? When the heart is healthy, you start to be led by the Lord if you're being filled with God, and then you have a sensitivity to people around you and things around you, and you know God begins to give you wisdom. There is a skill to communicating. So, for example, like the Proverbs say, don't sing a song to a heavy heart, right? Here's an example. If your friend crashes their car, right, and they call you to pick them up, how many know it's probably not the wisest thing to say, hey, guess what? I got this brand new car. Look at how awesome it is, right? How many know that's probably not the wisest time to talk about your brand new car? You don't sing a song to a heavy heart. Or here's another one that you learn quickly when you're married. You know, the Bible says, don't bless your neighbor loudly early in the morning. So I wake up at 4 in the morning. Chrissy gets up about 6:30, 7 o'clock. You know, I learned early on that at 6:15, if I'm like, honey, I love you, she's like. So how many people are here, you're kind of like, don't talk to me until I have my coffee. Can I see your hands? Right? You know what you call that? Wisdom. Wisdom. So sometimes I'll come in the room and I'll see Chrissy and I go, hi, honey. Leave it alone. Get on your way, right? How many know that's the best way to do that? Amen. I was actually teasing in the first service. You know what's gone crazy? Okay? People are kissing now by emoji. Whatever. How do you say that? Emoji? I don't know. I want a real kiss from my wife. I don't know what's face with the come on. Oh, they kissed me. Come on, guys. Things are crazy now. Okay? But anyway, getting off track here. There's a wisdom. Okay? There's a wisdom. There's a proper time and procedure for everything. And in marriage, you know, we give people premarital counseling advice and we say, look, when you get to about 8:30, 8:45, all right, here's what we advise you to do. Don't talk about anything heavy or touchy after that time. People have had a long day, they're tired, they're getting ready to go down, and how many know that is not the time to be talking about the heavy stuff? You know, you're going like, honey? Bah! Don't do it. Wait till the morning. Amen? There's a wisdom. There's a wisdom. And when your heart is healthy, the Holy Spirit leads you. How many believe the Holy Spirit can lead us in the way we communicate so that we're a blessing and not a curse? The Bible says life and death is in the power of the tongue. And so we can be either instruments of life or instruments of death, depending on what the state of our heart is. Now, on the flip side, right, on the flip side, there are some bad things in everyone's heart, you know. Could you put the image back up very quickly? And I'm going to kind of lump these two together. So in the dark side is everyone has character flaws. A character flaw is a structural weakness. And the heart reveals character flaws. Okay? And you can go ahead and put that up. The heart reveals character flaws. We all have things that it just... We were born, and this part of us is just not right. How many would agree that you're not perfect? Can I see? I'm taking a survey here, right? How many know nobody's perfect? And it's an interesting thing because for one person, this thing would never tempt them, never bother them. You'll never find them, you know, battling with this thing. And then another person, that same person, something else, right? It's like kryptonite to Superman. It's like the minute they're around that, they're just weak. You see? And so in an effort to be in an image bearer, we have to bring our hearts to God and we have to invite God in to deal with our character flaws. Because if we ignore our character flaws, the Bible says from the abundance of the heart, the mouth what? You see, every once in a while, we've all been there. Every once in a while, you'll hear an old man. This always breaks my heart. You'll hear an old man say something kind of off, something kind of dirty, you know? And you know when old men say dirty things, you know what you call that, right? You call that a dirty old man, right? And that always breaks my heart, and here's why. Here's why it breaks my heart. It's because most likely that man, okay, he had stuff in his life that was brewing that when he was younger, he could hide it. But now he's gotten to the place where his defenses are gone. And the Bible says that from the abundance of the heart, the mouth does what? And so you know what's coming out of him? All of that dirtiness. And so what we want to do is we want to invite the Holy Spirit now. The Bible says in Romans 8:13, it says, but if you by the Spirit put to death the misdeeds of the flesh, you shall live. How many know the Holy Spirit can tame every ugly thing that's inside of us? Blessed be the name of the Lord. All we have to do is invite him. He's able to tame all of those things. Amen. And we need to continually invite God. And see, this is powerful because if you listen closely to what's coming out of you, it's an indicator. It's an indicator of how much you really need God sometimes. Look, if you say something crazy, right? Don't go, oh my goodness, I'm horrible, I'm this, I'm that. No, when you say something crazy, you really come out of your face. You know what that should tell you? It should tell you, oh, I got to get alone with Jesus. I need to get alone with Jesus because, Lord, if you don't tame my heart, oh God, I will never tame my tongue. But the Lord is able to tame our heart. Amen? How many know that there can be like fresh life flowing out of us? That's God's will. It's God's way. And then here's the last thing. So, I added fear to this, even though fear can be a character flaw, because I do believe that we're living in the culture of being politically correct. We're living this is the image culture of the ages. Image means so much to people in general. You know, I had a young man say to me once, he said, he was like, Pastor, I cannot stop thinking about what people think about me. I can't stop thinking about it, you know? And so we're so concerned that in a lot of cases, there are things going on in our lives that we just keep locked up. Now, we had a powerful Friday here at Chicago Tabernacle. We had the girls rally, and I just want to close with this last example. We had a girls rally, and during the day on Friday, one of the members of the church, somebody in the choir actually, reached out to Christy and said, please pray for my family member. She's really going through it. She's like on the edge, man. She's really on the edge. Christy reached out to her, and they kind of connected. I walked into the house on Friday, and they were talking, and I could hear Chrissy just sharing with her, ministering to her, and as she was just talking and encouraging her, I'm telling you, I could feel the Holy Spirit hovering over that conversation. I could feel the Holy Spirit like right there. How many know that when you're engaged in communicating for God, how many know the Holy Spirit is rushing in and ready to use us as instruments of healing and life and transformation? And so it was short, but it was so sweet. And the Chrissy told me that the sister came and Chrissy said to me, man, she left. She was beaming, Al. She was beaming. She walked out of here beaming. Now, what they also told me was that Dawn, who shared the word on Friday, she talked about living in the light, the importance of living in the light. And how many know God is a God of light? And she said, listen, when you come into the light, that's when the power of God is released in your life. Okay? You can't stay in the dark. You got to come into the light. And so she made an altar call, and it was really powerful. And then at one point, there was an instruction given, okay? The instruction was to the sisters. It said, listen, this is holy ground. How many believe we're sitting, standing on holy ground right now? It's the Lord's house. And the instruction was this, okay? Nobody is here to put your business out on the street. We're here to minister to one another. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to turn. Doesn't matter if you know this person for 5 minutes or 5 years. I want you to turn, and I want you to say to them, what is holding you in the dark? Whatever it is, just confess it. Just tell them. And the ladies started to share with one another. And the Holy Spirit began to rush in. And women who were bound by fear and felt guilt about this, so that, I don't know what the details are. They didn't share those things with me. But all I know is that ladies who were living with guilt were walking out of this building free. They were lived no more shame, no more guilt. How many know? Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus is able to cleanse us and free us and heal us. Hallelujah. And so the last thing I'll say is this. Okay, if there are things in your heart, okay, that they're like secrets and they have you as a prisoner, okay, and they're holding you down and locking you down, I want to encourage you to invite the Holy Spirit into your heart today. First of all, you can't hide it from God anyway because God knows all things. But God wants to heal you of all of your fears. And God wants beautiful things to flow out of us. The Bible says a word aptly spoken, listen, is like apples of gold in settings of silver. That's who God wants us all to be. And so let's put our hands on our heart right now. Because we're going to ask the Holy Spirit to help our hearts today. We're not going to point fingers at people today. We're going to point the Holy Spirit to deep inside of who we are and say, help me, Lord, help my heart, because this is my source, oh God, of communication, and I want you to take charge of my heart and do whatever you need to do. Nothing is too hard for him. Blessed be his name. Heavenly Father, we come in the name of Jesus. And God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, God, that we are always invited to bring our issues to you, God. And today, Lord, we believe that no matter how long certain things have been in our hearts, you are the God of miracles today, oh God. And we believe that the miracle that you want to do in our families, in our lives, begins in our hearts today. And God, we invite you into our heart today. We invite you, Lord, to do a surgery, Lord God. God, we want you to influence, Lord, what's inside of us and what will flow from us, beginning with right now. And God, we pray for anyone that is unhealthy. We pray for those that are traumatized, oh God. We pray for those that are hurting, God. God, in the name of Jesus, you are the God that heals. Would you heal hearts today, oh God? God, remove roots of bitterness. God, roots of anger towards authority today, oh God. God, whatever, oh God, has happened in the past, we thank you that you're able to heal, oh God. God, we pray today, Lord, we invite you to deal with our character flaws, oh God. That part of us that is twisted, Lord, it's twisted, but we thank you that you can make it straight by the power of the Holy Spirit, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that we don't have to live in fear. Oh God, and we don't have to communicate in fear. We don't have to hide. And I pray, Lord, that you would break people free today from their hiding. And that you will enable them to step out, oh God, to get the help and the grace that they need from you and from the body of Christ. And so we thank you today. We thank you, Lord, that you are in the heart-changing business. And God, we believe you today to make us godly, holy, anointed communicators. And God, I pray that every home would be blessed, oh God, because of our communication. Oh God, make us, oh Lord, the messengers, oh God, the ambassadors, Lord, that you've called us to be. Let beautiful things flow from inside of us. Oh God, let life be on our tongues. Let life be on every tongue we pray. And we thank you for it in the mighty name of Jesus. And everyone said, amen. Come on, let's stand and let's give God a hand of praise. Come on, stand to your feet and let's for just a moment use your mouth to bless him. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, we praise you, we praise you. We give you glory. You're the God of miracles, oh God. And we believe that you're doing that miracle in our lives today, oh God. Blessed be your name. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you, everyone. Now listen, let's put the word into practice. Don't rush out of here. I want you to turn and find four or five people. Say, I love you. Say, God bless you. Come on, bless them. Let's have some godly communication going on right now. God bless you, everyone.